Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are talking today about breathing. I know this is a topic that for some right now, they might be like, oh, I was hoping for like some really cool recipes or like some fitness tips. But honestly, if you are looking to maximize your workouts and to maximize your health, this breathing is like one of the number one things you need to make sure that you're doing properly. So we're going to cover all of that in today's podcast.
You know what I find really interesting about this this topic is breathing is one of the things that we do naturally that we don't think about. Like, we're not conscious about it, right? Like, you go about your day and you're breathing. But when we're working out, it's the one thing that we have to pay attention to, because we're so often, more times than not, we like hold our breath, or we're like panic breathing, or we're panting. We're doing all these different things, and so you actually have to pay attention to it. Whereas if you're just sitting, you know, watching TV, you don't think about your breath at all. Like, it's, I don't know. I just find it very interesting.
Well, I do too. And I think it's really interesting too, how people don't connect a lot of, you know, what is going on with their bodies by the way they breathe, and how powerful your breath can be in terms of healing so many things. Breathing is actually, it's really important for two reasons. So number one, it's the only means to supply our body and all of our organs with oxygen, which we need to survive. Like, we can go for weeks without food, we can go for days without water, but without oxygen, we will begin to die within minutes. Which is kind of crazy, because we take breathing really for granted. You know, we're always worried about how much we're eating and make sure we're getting enough nourishment and making sure we're getting enough water. But we don't ever worry about if we're getting enough breath. And in terms of like our brain, our nervous system, our glands, all of our organs, that's what they thrive on, is oxygen. So it's interesting when you start to look at it from that perspective, as opposed to, you know what I mean? Like, wow, I actually, this is between water, food, and breath. They're the three things that I really need to survive. And then the second function of breathing is that it is a way for our body to get rid of waste products. So it's like a natural detoxification, because a lot of our toxins come out from our breath. And that is the reason why.
Interesting. I actually didn't know that. That's very cool.
Yeah, like, you know, when you do, even, because I know for you, yoga is a huge practice, and I practice yoga at times, but mostly I practice Bikram, and which is hot, which is a form of hot yoga. And at the beginning, we do a certain type of breathing that is obviously
pranayama breathing.
Yeah, to start to warm up the body. But then at the end, we do a breathing technique where you're sitting on your knees, and it's like you're snapping your belly and you're breathing so hard out. But the whole purpose of it is to get out all of the toxins that may have been released throughout your body while you were doing your practice. Because also as you exercise, right, like toxins are released. As you're doing anything, you know, your body is circulating and detoxifying. So it's a way to kind of get out those final toxins through your breath, which is very interesting.
I remember doing that breathing in Bikram. It's like the breath of fire, I think.
Yeah.
At the end. I think that's when it was.
So this,
yeah.
The thing is that, okay, great. You know, we all, and a lot of people listening are probably like, yeah, so what? Like, I breathe every day. I'm getting oxygen to my body. I'm getting my toxins out. I'm breathing. The issue is, it's what's wrong with the way that we're breathing now. And the way that we breathe is that we breathe very shallow and we breathe very fast. So what ends up happening is we're only using like not even half of our lung capacity, and we're not getting in enough oxygen, or eliminating enough of carbon dioxide, because that's what you breathe in, oxygen, and you release carbon dioxide, if you remember this from middle school science. And then what ends up happening too is that, you know, toxins start to build up. We're not getting enough oxygen to all of our cells, which is required, you know, obviously to survive. And the way we feel in general starts to diminish so quickly because oxygen is life and it's our vitality. Like, you know, when you think about it, when we die, our body is still physically here. Like when you immediately die, the one thing yeah. that is gone is your breath. You're in and out of your
We
breath.
Talk about this a lot, you and I.
I'm always about like, where does that thing go?
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
It's your life force. And so it's one of those things that even when you are alive and breathing, if you are not breathing deep enough and breathing properly, your probably level of vitality in terms of the way you approach life and the way you feel emotionally and physically is probably a lot lower than it could be because you need that oxygen to every single inch of your body in order to be able to thrive. Okay, so we're going to start off by talking about how to breathe during an exercise. So we're going to kind of jump around a little bit because like we're saying, there's oxygen and breathing. It covers a lot. It covers, we need it for life. We also need to breathe properly during exercise for better results. We also need breathing properly to detoxify. So we're going to kind of jump around to those different topics of how you can maximize through that. We also need it to be able to deal with anxiety, which is massive. One of the first healing factors when you're dealing with somebody or if you suffer from any type of anxiety, is to learn how to breathe properly. And it will almost always diminish your stress levels by like 1,000% immediately if you just start to focus on your breath. Well, let's start off with that.
100%, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So Amanda, let's talk about how we breathe during exercise. Take it away, sister.
Well, basically, the most important thing is to remember to breathe during exercise. Like I was saying earlier, oftentimes during exercise, people hold their breath. I see it all the time as an instructor, whether it's in a fitness class or a yoga class or anything, whenever an exertion movement. So whenever you're actually exerting energy, whenever you get into that hard part, people tend to hold their breath because they just feel like it's like, oh my gosh, it's so hard. And you kind of like pull everything into center and you're like tensing up everywhere and you hold your breath. And what you're doing is you're actually creating like a much more difficult situation for yourself. Your breath is actually meant to help you flow and move. And like with yoga, your breath is what actually moves you. It's supposed to be the meditative aspect. It's supposed to be the rhythmic movement. So you actually move with every inhale and move with every exhale so that everything flows and your body flows with your breath. So it's like water. It's very fluid. Now, when you're doing a workout, for example, as I was saying, you want to exhale on your exertion and inhale on the release. So think about, for example, if you're doing a chest press. So you would inhale as the bar comes down towards your chest and you would exhale as you push up because I always think of it as like the harder part, right? Because it's always like the pushing is usually generally the harder part, right? So always think you want to exhale out. So it's like you're pushing energy to help you and then you're inhaling as you're coming in towards you. So that's sort of how it is with specifically with like strength training or exercises.
Well, and that's where a lot of people, I think that even when you're first starting working out, they don't know that. And like you were saying, they hold their breath and they wonder why they run out of energy in their workouts so quickly. And again, it's because oxygen is energy. Oxygen is life. Like that's why when you're even looking at athletes, I'm going to kind of jump to a different topic here, but I find this very interesting. So I watched a documentary the other day about Lance Armstrong and it was talking about blood transfusions as a form of doping. And the reason why they do that is because when you have more blood in your body, so they take out a liter of blood, and obviously your body replenishes its own blood, right? The body replenishes its own blood. Yeah. And then right before the event, you put back in that extra liter. I might have my amounts wrong. So if anyone's listening to this and saying, that's not how you do it, but it's an amount you put back in the blood you took out. So now you have that extra liter or extra amount of blood circulating through the body. And what does that do? That is oxygen. Red blood cells, you have more red blood cells, so you have more oxygen so you can perform better. And that's the whole reason why, blood transfusions are illegal in athletics. So when you think about that in the context of like your workouts, if you're in the gym and you're holding your breath, you're not getting a blood transfusion, but you're not getting any extra oxygen, which is energy, you're going to gas out very quickly. So by focusing on the breath, inhaling and exhaling during the hard part, you're going to be able to last a lot longer and work smarter.
Definitely. No, I think that's so important, because I do think, like I said, most people, they just hold their breath. Or the other thing that I often see, especially when someone is not used to paying attention to their breath when they're working out, is they'll start panic breathing. Like, I call it panic breathing, but it's that short little breaths where you're just like, you know, and you're almost panting. And I know, like, sometimes when you're working out, it's hard. Like, what you're doing is hard. It's working out. Like, you are physically exerting yourself. So it is tough, but you need to control your breath during your workouts. Take big, deep breaths in through your nose, exhale out your mouth, calm down your central nervous system, and allow for your breath to actually circulate through your body. If you're constantly doing those shallow, quick little breaths, it's actually going to make things harder. And it may actually mentally, like in your mind, you're going to start freaking out a little bit. It happens a lot of times in yoga, like in hot yoga classes. I notice it a lot, where people start doing that short, quick breath because they feel like it's too hot. And then they start getting in their head and they're like, I can't breathe. But the reason why you can't breathe is because you're breathing these short, shallow, quick breaths, and you're not allowing your body to consume the oxygen. So you're not allowing your body to breathe in properly into your stomach, and you're just taking those short little shallow chest breaths. So you need to learn to control it. My recommendation always, whenever I have anyone in my classes that is kind of breathing in that short, quick breaths, is always like, take a second, breathe in through your nose, exhale out your mouth, in through your nose, exhale out your mouth, and do it a few times. And immediately it calms down your central nervous system, and you feel so much more calm, and you feel like, okay, like regulated again. So then you can get back into it, but try to maintain that same type of breathing technique throughout.
Well, and it's the same thing. It's interesting you're talking about it. The exact same thing happens to your body when you're having a panic attack, or yeah, when you're feeling anxious or you're stressed. Like, if you are ever in a meeting, let's say, and your boss is like freaking out about something and you feel that tightness in your chest, well, obviously if you start feeling numbness in your left arm, call 911, because a lot of times that could be a heart attack. But that tightness in the chest, and you start to breathe though really shallow, the thing is what's happening now is your body is going into what's called fight or flight. And your fight or flight is your sympathetic nervous system. It basically is what happens when there is a perceived threat going on. And right now, let's say that threat is your boss. So that perceived threat, now your body is going into this place where it thinks it either needs to fight this or it needs to run away. So the breathing gets shallow. You're going to start to feel, you know, your pupils are going to dilate because you're looking for threats. Like, and it doesn't matter if the threat is the boss or, you know, in your mind, or it's an actual tiger or whatever it is. But all of these things are starting to happen because your body thinks it needs to go into protection mode. But that is also what is causing everyone these days to have elevated levels of cortisol and long-term stress. So by knowing that you can breathe like the way you were just talking about, in through the nose, out through the mouth, a few deep breaths will start to activate what's called your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest. And that's going to help bring you back to the calm. Because we're living in that state, that panic state of fight or flight, that panic state of short breathing all the time now, because we're stressed out about everything. And by making sure we're breathing deep and tapping into the parasympathetic rest and digest, our body, it gives our body a chance to heal itself. And not only, when I say heal itself, I don't even mean just like heal, you know, anything that's going on, like if you have any issues, but I mean like emotionally heal itself too, because we have to process our emotions the same way. And it all starts with your breath.
Agreed. 100%.
So that's where too. So staying on the workout front, even though, see, we've kind of jumped around, like I was saying, because breath covers so many things. Covers exercise though. It covers anxiety. It covers detoxification. Like, so we're going to be jumping with topics, but just going back to exercise, like the other thing too. So when the two forms of cardio that you're doing, how to breathe, you want to be breathing during them, is there's two forms. There's LISS, which we've talked about before, low intensity, steady state, and there's HIIT, high intensity intervals. So during LISS, the way you want to make sure that you are breathing is that you can, you know, you're breathing, you can talk, but you're not, you know, you're not having a conversation like we are now. Like there's, you know, you're having breathy conversation, but you can still breathe and carry on a conversation, because that means you're in the aerobic zone. And the aerobic zone is also known as the fat burning zone. So fat can actually not burn outside of the aerobic zone. Whereas in HIIT, HIIT training is when you're going super intense for a short period of time and then you recover, right? So in HIIT, when you're going during the hard, hard part, the way you breathe is you can't really breathe. And it's almost like mimicking, in a sense, that shallow breathing. But it's really what it's doing is you're getting into what's called the anaerobic phase. And you cannot talk during this phase. But the anaerobic phase, like I was saying, you cannot burn fat during the anaerobic phase. And this is where it gets funny, because people always say, well, why do you guys always talk then about HIIT being, you know, it's such a fat burner if you can't burn fat during HIIT? Well, the thing is with HIIT,
it's the afterburn.
Yeah, you burn in the afterburn, because what then has happened is you are now, you're getting into EPOC, which is excess post-oxygen consumption. And that just means that you are needing more oxygen after, so you're burning more. So it's interesting, but when we're talking like in terms of breathing, that's the thing. You want to make sure unless you can breathe and you can talk, whereas in HIIT, you cannot breathe, but your breathing is very shallow and you cannot talk during the hard parts. And then of course, the last one, which is everything that you always talk about with yoga, is for stretching. You want to make sure that you are, you're really deep breathing to help those muscles relax and release.
Definitely. Yeah, it's really important that you breathe into the muscles. And I know if you go to a yoga class, often you'll hear people say that, like, you know, if you're stretching through your, you know, your back of your leg, your hamstring area or whatever, and they'll say, like, breathe into the muscle. Like, it sounds kind of silly because you're kind of like, well, how do I breathe into my leg, you know? But really what it means is just, like, breathe in deeply and just really focus on, every time you exhale, you focus on letting go of that muscle so that you're allowing sort of oxygen to go there and allowing your body to relax. The other thing in this isn't really about breathing necessarily, but it's about deep stretching. And I just want to add it in as a little tidbit, is when you are going into deep breathing techniques for stretching specifically, the other thing that you want to do is you want to avoid having any tension in your body when you're doing this. So your breath will help you relax and let go of that tension. But you also have to let go of tension throughout your body as well. So that even means, like, in your face, in your shoulders. Like, oftentimes I'll see people in yoga classes and they'll be stretching or going into a posture specifically. And when they're going into it, they'll be like, their whole face is like scrunched up because it's like really hard and they're holding their breath and everything else. And I'm like, there's no way that you'll be able to continue to, like, you know, move in this posture or to go deeper because you're holding so much tension in your body by holding your breath and by holding tension through your face and your shoulders. So learn to just, like, relax your entire body, and it'll also help you relax your breath.
Oh, completely. And I think that that's where, you know, and that's where the practice comes in. That's why they call it a practice, because for any type of exercise to be able to marry the breath with the body is the ultimate goal. But it does take, you know, it's not something that comes naturally, which we think it would because we breathe in and out, like you're saying, every day. But when it comes to, or when our mind is focused on something to do with movement, a lot of times we hold our breath, and it's very strange. It's very strange, like, because it's actually, we want to be doing the opposite. But yeah. So that's kind of covering how to breathe during exercise. So just remember, when you are exercising, do not hold your breath. You want to exhale on the work, like the exertion. So yeah, like Amanda was saying, with the chest press, on the press, you're going to exhale, and on the lowering, you're going to inhale. Or if you're doing a squat, you're going to exhale as you come up from the squat and inhale as you go down. Then you have LISS, which is low intensity steady state. So that's like if you're on the treadmill, going for a jog, going for a power walk, elliptical, you want to be in the aerobic zone. So you want to be able to breathe. You're still heavy breathing, but you can breathe. HIIT, you want to not be able to talk. So you can't really breathe. You cannot do this for longer than 2 minutes. I would even say like a minute. And then you need the recovery, and you're in your anaerobic zone. And then deep stretching, we're going to be deep breathing the entire time, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and making sure we're relaxing the muscles. So that's our exercise 101. Let's just and we talked about anxiety too. Let's just talk quickly about some of the other things that deep breathing is really important for, because just say you're listening to this podcast and you don't exercise, which, you know, maybe you're just getting on your journey, or we haven't convinced you yet that exercise is the best thing that you can do. It is important for a lot of other things. So things we don't even think about, like our digestive system is so reliant on how we breathe. People who don't breathe properly are usually constipated. Isn't that strange?
It is, I mean, I guess that's a strange fact, but I don't find it surprising. Because, it, again, when you think about it, like, if you're someone who breathes really shallow and everything else, like, you're never getting oxygen deep into your, like, guts, like, into your belly, right? So it's kind of like one of those things where you're not really, like, getting oxygen into your organs. You're not kind of relaxing. I don't know. I could see it totally being connected because, I mean, the way that we breathe, the way that we think, everything is connected to the way that our body reacts as well. Like, everything is intertwined. So if you're constantly, like, having that short, quick breath and like you're not actually ever getting deep breathing techniques, I could see that totally being the case because you're creating like stress in your body.
Well, and the other thing too, is you think about it, it's everything is a muscle. So like your bowels are a muscle. They need to contract, they need to relax. So what does oxygen do? It helps us relax. You know, deep breathing helps you relax. So if you're all constricted and tight, you're going to be holding on to that poop. But as soon as you start breathing deep, those muscles relax, the poop moves. You know what I mean? Some of the other things too, in addition, is your lymph system. So your lymphatic system runs throughout your entire body, and this will help to move that, and it's a great form of detoxification. Your circulatory system. So your blood is going to circulate more the deeper you breathe. This is going to release any congestion within the body. It's also going to help you think clearer. Your brain is the number one organ that thrives on oxygen. So if you feel like you're foggy headed all the time, or you're confused, or you can't make decisions, try to sit and take 20 deep breaths and then make your decision. And honestly, it will help to clear your head of all the fog. Another thing too is your immune system. So all of your tissues need to regenerate and heal, and they need oxygen to do that. And your immune system is involved in obviously so many things and helping, it helps protect your body from any bad guys. So you need to make sure that you're supporting that 100%. And then like you were saying about the nervous system, like your anxiety, if you have any anxiety, deep breathing should be on the top of your list of practices that you are going to add in to help, because it does wonders. And the last one, of course, I want to add in too, because you know we like to talk about doing it, is if you're having a problem having orgasms, which a lot of women experience, deep breathing is like, can completely change that. Because again, blood flow, and the more blood flow, the deeper you breathe, the more blood flow is going to go to your bits, and they're going to wake them up. And they're going to help you relax and get more in tune with your body and what's going on, as opposed to letting your mind think about your grocery lists and your kids and all these other things. And then, of course, getting blood there. No, and it's so, because I think your sex life is like, it's a huge part of keeping yourself happy and balanced as a person. You know what I mean? Like if you're not having some good doing it, you're missing out. But yeah, so
if all it takes is some good breathing techniques, go for it.
Oh, completely. And I always like to think of it as when you're breathing, and it's because like we're saying, breath is your life force. It's almost like it's bringing, like, I know you talk about a meditation when you do our meditation workshop at the retreat, you talk a lot about breathing in the white light. And thinking of it like breathing in light, and I think of it almost as like even just taking deep breaths if I'm in my car, or if I'm starting to feel I'm stressed out about something, about breathing in just some sort of like energy or warm light. And I just feel it like every breath, it's like it's going a bit deeper all the way down to my toes. That's kind of how, so I think of it all circulating through my entire body. And that's how you make sure. So before we wrap it up, let's just talk about creating a breathing routine. So Amanda, how would somebody who wants to start deep breathing at home do that?
Well, definitely. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that you can go about it. Of course, because my background being with like yoga and meditation and everything else, I always recommend mindfulness meditation. And, you know, using meditation techniques to learn how to breathe deeper is so, it's such a like win-win, because I mean, obviously meditation is going to like increase your brain function and increase memory and everything else and help you be more focused in your life. But also it will help you with your breathing, because mindfulness meditation is all focused around breath. So
but how does somebody, if they're like, you know what, I don't know if I'm breathing deep enough. Like I think I'm breathing deep enough.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing it deep enough.
Definitely. So my recommendation is always to put one hand on your belly button and one hand on your chest. Okay. So if you have one hand that's like right on your heart, and then you have one hand on your belly, you can lay down on the ground. Usually I recommend laying down because you can just kind of relax a little bit more into it. Lay on your back, place one hand on each of those areas, and breathe in through your nose and feel if you feel your hand on your heart raising. And if your one on your belly is not raising, then you know that you're definitely just doing that chest breath, like that short, quick breath. If you feel as though your belly is raising, so you feel your hand on your stomach rising, then you know that you're doing that deep belly breathing, which is really what you want. You want to get away from, of course, you're going to still feel as you're breathing, you're going to feel your chest rise a little bit, but you need to be able to almost think of it as like an escalator. You know what I mean? Like your chest is going to go up, then your belly is going to rise, then your belly is going to fall, and then your chest is going to fall as you exhale. So it almost goes like up and down, but if it's only going up in your chest, you know that that's where you know you're definitely just doing short breaths. So you've got to get to the point where you're breathing into your stomach. And oftentimes especially women, spend a lot of our time like holding in our core, and we don't ever want to let our belly like rise because for whatever reason, we just feel as though we need to like hold everything in all the time. And you'll never get into like that deep breathing technique. So don't be uncomfortable with the idea of expanding your stomach. You know, allow it to expand and like allow it to fall on every exhalation. So take that's a really great
off.
Technique.
Take the Spanx off.
Yeah.
Spanx are just sucking everything in. You need to let it flow. And that's where I think that's such a great, simple technique that anyone can do to know you are. And you taught me that, and I started doing it, and I still do it whenever I'm just sitting, like whenever I'm focusing on my breath, I just to kind of give me a double check to make sure I'm going deep enough. The other thing too, I think that's really inhibiting us is because we sit so much, which obviously mm-hmm. sort of cut off a lot of things. So, you know, make sure that you're moving throughout the day. And even if you're standing breathing, if you can't lay down in the office, try just to stand up and do it, and it will really help you. But yeah. So
definitely.
Just to wrap it up, I know we covered a lot of stuff today. Amanda, what's your biggest takeaway from today?
My biggest takeaway is probably just to remember to be conscious of your breath when you're doing movement. Because again, it's like, it's the one thing that I see the most in as an instructor in my classes that, I see so much more often than not people holding their breath or doing those short breathing techniques. And what it does is, like I said earlier, it's creating frustration in your body. It's going to create anxiety. It's going to create an overwhelmed feeling because you're not going to be able to breathe properly. So if you're doing anything physical, whether it's, you know, meditation or whether you're going for a walk or whether you're doing a HIIT workout or whatever the case may be, always be really mindful of your breath and try the technique that I was talking about. If you do feel really overwhelmed or you're feeling anxious in exercise or just even, you know, sitting at your desk and you're having that like anxious feeling where you're starting to feel really tight in your chest, try that technique. Close your eyes, breathe in through your nose really deep and exhale out your mouth. It'll help calm down your central nervous system. And if you can, in the situation you're in, place your hand on your stomach to make sure that the breath is going all the way deep and it's not just going shallow, because that's still going to not impact you the way that you really want it to.
I love it. And my biggest takeaway is just know that your breath is there for you as an immediate, quick, like self-help tool. So anytime you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling upset or you're feeling anxious or you're feeling stressed, you don't need to be grabbing for anything outside of your body. You have it already built into you. So just by focusing on that deep breathing, you know, excuse yourself and go to the washroom if you need to, if it's a moment that you're feeling really panicked or whatever it is, and just reconnect with your breath. And obviously, you know, calm your mind, just tell yourself everything's going to be okay, this too shall pass, and just go into those deep belly breaths. Like Amanda said, hand on the chest, hand on the stomach to make sure you're getting deep enough. And the first couple, you probably won't be able to get there, but you know, after a few, you will. So just use it as, know you always have that in your back pocket. So in addition to exercise, it's something that's so important for overall wellness and self-care. So with that, we're going to wrap this puppy up. It is, it's been an awesome conversation. I really like this podcast. I think there's a lot of stuff in that a lot of people, you know, hopefully will use and hopefully will add to or have a new appreciation for their breath, let's say, and focus
on. I'm biased. I love all of our podcasts. I'm biased.
I know. I always think that when we're talking about something though, that a lot of people can really benefit from immediately, this is something you'll see huge benefits from right away. So do it.
Of course.
But of course you can also, if you have any questions or you want more information, you can reach out to us at info@fitchicks.ca. We also have our, some upcoming classes where of course we incorporate all of the things that we talk about in the podcast, in a lot of our education programs that are on fitchicksacademy.com. So we would love, we always love people who have been in the industry for a long time or people who are completely new to it, because it's a place where everyone can grow and learn and express and master their craft and do all the good stuff. And we also have a ton of free resources over there as well. So give it a peek at fitchicksacademy.com. And yeah, we would love to hear from you. So have an amazing day. Make sure you're breathing and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.